So Rabbo said we left off yesterday. Talking about the Ritzuas. Hataras or Ritzuas. Interesting to note that the Or Zeruah, when you can look it up, yesterday we had the Rav Yohid, this is Or Zeruah, they all talk about Hichos Yibur. The Or Zeruah in Siman Tov Reish Sam of Zion introduces a very, very important point. And this is the point which will be the main point today, Shia. On both sides is a katab of chalitza. We all know a chalitza. There's a whole book speaking about chalitza. A chalitza kshera is a chalitza which does its job. A neat chalitza. Which means you do one act of chalitza, it achieves many, many things. Number one, this chalitza permits the woman who participated in the chalitza to marry anyone of her choosing. Okay? Number two, there is no negative consequence of the chalitza. It's a chalitza kshem. There exists a concept, which we'll be discussing at length today, called chalitza psula. You say, okay, a chalitza kshem is kshem, a chalitza psula is nothing. No, not true. I'll just show you an example, one which we showed him give on our daf. Just to show you in our Masechta, Masechta Yevamos, in our Perek, where you find this, for example. Take a look, for example, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, on a Kuf Dalid Amud Beis. You may recall, we saw an expression yesterday, HaCheresh SheNechlatz. Remember we said the word Choletz? We saw the word Nechlatz, right? As you look at Oz Beis, close to the book of Yosef, the Bekivon Isa SheNechlatz, not SheCholetz. Because remember we saw that in the Kavana, we read that in Shir yesterday. Okay? For those who remember from yesterday's Shir. And then it goes on. Again, HaKeresh SheNechlatz, VaHaKeresh SheCholetz, VaCholetz, again the different Gerzots, VaHaKholetz, LeKotan, Chalitzasa Psula. So when it comes to a Katan under the age of 13, so it's called Chalitzasa Psula. Chalitzasa Psula. Okay? That's what it says. What does it mean, Psula? What does the word Psula mean? Says the Gemara on the Kuf Heyam and Beis, the very top. Omra Yudah Marav, Zu Divir Rabbi Meir, the last top one of Kuf Heyam and Beis. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Ein Chalitzas Katan Klum. No, wait a minute. If I'm not otherwise educated, I would say Chalitza Psula and Ein Klum is synonymous. That's what I would have said. The Chalitza Ksheira and the Chalitza Psula, which is Ein Klum, which is nothing. That's what I would have said. No, if you are uneducated, you would try to say the same thing. And the Gemara is clearly saying differently over here. The Gemara is saying there's two different concepts. It's Chalitza Psula, the lashon of the Mishnah, and it's Ein Klum. What's the difference? Zok Rashi. Zok Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Chalitzas Katan Klum, Afilu Leposla Olav. What does that mean, Leposla Olav? It's nothing, and there's still an opportunity for her to have Yibum with this guy. A Chalitza Psula makes Yibum impossible. So you have neither here nor there. You need another chalitza to allow her to be married, what we call mater ol hashuk, to the marketplace, to marry when she pleases. You need another chalitza for that. But she's worse off than she was before this chalitza, because now she has the opportunity of yibum, which she had before. And with me so far, it's clear in the Gemara and Rashi, to him it varies the top two lines, such a concept exists of chalitza psula, which is not the same as no chalitza. That's a mefurish gemara. That these two are not identical concepts. Moreover, and this is perhaps even more important for our purpose, is the gemara mesecta gittin on the chavdal and beis. Again, a very important watch that we show all quote here in our sugis. And the gemara says as follows: Omar Shmua, and this is a gemara rabosai, which is at the very end of gittin. Chavdal Mabez. Kol Mokom Sheshanu Chachamim. Chalitza psula. Psula. What do you mean psula? She is not permitted to marry anyone outside the family. Uposlasa min ha'achin. Now she may not marry this fellow. She may not marry any of the brothers. A person died, left five brothers. And one of them is the Chalitza psula. She's disqualified from marrying him, that we just saw in Rashi on Kufheim at Beis. And Shmuel is in Yavamas and Gitl Chavdam at Beis. She's now disqualified from Yibum to any one of the five brothers. Rashi. Kol mokam sheshaninu b'yavamas. Chalitza psula. Psula la'atiru l'shuk. The important term, la'atiru l'shuk, means to permit it to the marketplace, to marry when she pleases. She may not do so. Ava poselis hi osah. Mino achin, shalotis yabeim od. That's what it says. Why? The kamo Allah bekeven shalobana shuv lo yivne. The loksiv shalobana space achiv. Ela shalo yivne. Keven shacholatz shuv lo yivne. So here, if it's a chalitza ksheir, we understand very well. Keven shacholatz shuv lo yivne. That's a more in Misachti Yavamis. But the chiddush over here is, it's not a chalitza ksheira. It's a chalitza psula. But it has enough juice. Is that the right word today? Has enough juice that it will not only render, it will render any subsequent even possible, both to this fellow and to all the brothers. This chalitza psula, can we say it nicely? It's to be avoided. It only causes problems. She can't marry anyone she wants outside the world. Nor can she have even with his guy or with the brothers. She had the worst of all worlds. That's Chalitza Psula, yes.
All the Rishonim agree like this was that when you give a Chalitza Psula, that now the brothers are all going to have to give.
Right, and not only that, but we'll see soon. Chalitza Psula, what does it mean? It means she's Choseres al Kol Achen. So she has to have a Chalitza from each and every one of the brothers, but that we'll get to a little bit later. That's the real disaster in Chalitza Psula. We'll come to that a little bit later. This Gemara over here, I'm telling you, is Gittin, the very bottom of Chof Dalid Omud Beis. Never want to know any particular case. Is it not a Chalitza at all? Or is it a Chalitza Psula? So Gemara says, what does it say over here? Smol Velayla Psulos Uposlos. Some with the left foot, or it's done at night. It has a shame chalitza alei, and the shlo nasis bech shemus in Rashi. So there, it's enough juice to make problems. Koton v'ad pilia, psulos v'ein poslos. What's koton v'ad pilia? Koton is under by mitzvah. What's an pilia? Kiltzun shel beged, a sack. Lav chalitza klal, the ish v'nal ksuvim v'parsha. It's not a nal, and he's not an ish. Right. We saw the Gemara on Kufheim and Beis and Machlokas HaTanoim, which we just saw. This is the brief segment of the Gemara in Gittin, goes from Chof Dalet and Beis in the bottom to the top two lines, Chofheim, and I'll please look it up at your convenience. Okay? Having said that, what do you think about the following scenario? All she did was untie the straps. That's all she did. Never pulled off the shoe. Nothing. You just, what do you say? Garnished. Garnished! What do they say in Yiddish? GMG. Garnished mit garnished. Right? Nothing with nothing. NWM. That's what I would say. It's absolute zero. That's what I would say. It's absolute zero. Nothing. The Rivan says it's a chalitza psula to Asa and all the brothers. Or Zeruah says, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely nothing. 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 Zero. Part of it depends on how you learn Pshat in the Rishalmi. You know, we have this constant problem. Last few Rishalmis keep coming up. We're not expert in reading Rishalmis. As a matter of fact, in the same Rishalmi, there's another fight between the various, the two major Mefarshim in the Rishalmi. There's a Pnei Moshe and the Korban or Eidah. And they both, that's their various, those are the two equivalents of Rashi. Then they all have longer pieces. The Korban has what they call Shiore Korban, It's like his Tosfos. And the Pnei Moshe has the Mara Haponim. It sounds the same. And that's his Tosfos. There's a machlok is there between the Pnei Moshe and the Korban Eda, and the Shira Korban gets to the act, same person, just is in the back. On the following case, listen to this one now. She pulls off the Ritzuas. Guess what happens now? He pulls off his shoe. The man, what's it then? Forget about it. No way she gets to be married. He pulled off the shoe, not she. Oi, he made a mistake. Oh, I didn't realize. He puts the shoe back on again. Now she pulls off the shoe. What do you say? The Yerushalmi talks about it. It's a little unclear what the Yerushalmi conclude. One says, kosher. Look. She untied the strings, and she pulled off the shoe. Either intervened, he pulled off the shoe, and he put the shoe back on again. Who cares? Right? Who cares? But it's irrelevant. Yes?
Didn't
we
quote somebody yesterday that said that untying the strings is necessary?
You got that last. That's the rush, right? But once it's tied, we assume at least it's part of the act. Another day, the Rishami says, no, that's pshat in the Rishami. Well, the Pnei Moshe, Shira Korban. It's no good, because you have to have chalitza al ha-seder. And the fact that in the interim, he took off his own shoe and put it back on again, interrupts the continuity between her pulling off the strings and her pulling off, untying the strings and pulling off the shoe. Ad kan, Rabosai. Now we come to this Gemara. I said we're going to turn the page. But before we turn the page, there's a little bit more to be understood. You may remember this Gemara. Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Let's go back to Kuf Beis Amud Aleph again. The Gemara says, Omar Yudah Omar Rav, HaToras Yevama L'shuk B'shmitas Rov HaOkev. How do you want to translate the word Okev, Rabosai? Hello? The heel. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not exactly sure where the heel ends. I know where the heel of my shoe ends. That's just what happens to me there. But they're not discussing that. Maybe it's the same place, approximately. Maybe until here, it's considered to be the heel. That's considered to be the... As if from heel to toe, and the toe is all the way in the front, but there's a lot of stuff in the middle, right? I'm not exactly sure where the heel ends. No, I'm serious now. Is it biological? And you look it up on your computer. Where does the heel end? And okay was presumably a translation of the word heel, right? Vice versa. So where is the heel considered to be ending? Where in the anatomy of the bottom of the foot is it say okay? Till now it's the heel, and now it's well. The toe, we know, but we know the toe is not the heel, that we know. But when they say, if I wear a size 11, does that mean my foot is 11 inches from is that what it means? What does 11 mean? No, doesn't mean that. So how, isn't the foot approximately a foot? When you measure things, I used to measure things like this. No?
Approximately.
Okay. So now I the A-room, we have to measure gaps in the A-room. I start measuring like this. Then I would see if it's too close, I pull out a tape measure. So let's assume that's approximately a foot, 12 inches, just an approximation. How much of the 12 inches is considered still to be the heel? I want to know, I'm asking a shayla, I don't know. Halacha l'maaseh, it's critical to understand what's called the okay. Nobody knows, okay?
I think it's just under the heel bone.
Heel's under the heel bone? Where'd the heel bone end?
No, I have a picture right here.
Oh, let me see the picture.
This is the heel bone right
here. Oh, heel bone. So it's only until here, so it's only a few inches. I would say it's less than one quarter, maybe a quarter. Approximately a quarter of the length. Right, approximately. If you take this and multiply it. So we're saying here about three, according to the diagram on the computer, let's say about 3 inches from the back going in, approximately, it's called the heel. And the next 9 inches is not the heel, which is the negative term. How much is that a name? The rest of it? It's called the bottom of the foot. I don't know if that's the name. The toes are in the front. So that's a couple inches in the front. But in between the heel and the toes is another X number of inches. By 6 inches or maybe something like that. Okay? So Rov Akev, the Gemara says, that means she pulled off. I take off my shoe. Watch this, guys. Everybody watch. Okay? Here's my shoe. Say, so I want to kick it off, right? So I go like this. I pulled my heel out completely, totally. But the heel's out of the shoe. So the rest of the foot's still in the shoe. Right? So what the Gemara seems to be saying is, once you do this, I mean, my shoe is not exactly a chalitza shoe. But once you do that, that means she's muteris. That's it, done. Frank the Gemara, but doesn't have to be rov regel. That's the next line. Gemara says, no, rov regel means, I mentioned this yesterday, it really means the heel because the pressure is on the heel. And that's correct. I mean, the pressure's on the heel. I mean, that's a pshat, where the pressure was on, and the rest of it is just, you know, just there. Okay? Now, it's the part that your weight leans on, which is, you know, I guess I'm saying it's approximately where my quote-unquote heel ends, the heel that the shoemaker made, which is about between a quarter and a third, as I'm looking, of the length of the foot. All right? I think these are all obviously approximations. Now, watch what happens. What happens is, Rav Osai, we went too quickly yesterday in analyzing the precise question of the Gemara. Let's see again. But I need precision now. Not precision in measuring, precision in interpretation. Let's see again. HaTorah Sivavim L'Shuk B'Shminas Rova. Okay. Meisvei, what exactly is this kasha? I need to know how you understood the kasha. Meisvei. Hutru Ritzuas Minel V'Sanlo Sheshomet Rova Regel Chalitzasa Psula. Tam of the Shamat, who? He, the man, pulled it off. Hasham Tehi, Chalitzasa Ksheir. Very nice. So what do you see? If she did it, it would be a Chalitza Ksheir. Rova Regel in, Rova Akev Lo. What's the kasha? What exactly is the kasha? What exactly is the Gemara's kasha? That means what? If he pulled off the shoe for the majority of the foot, Rabbi Osai, then what? It's puzzle. What's the implication? Come on. What's the implication? What's the one I'm doing? I'm interested in. No. If she did it, it would be good. But only if she did it. And what is it? Shamta Rov Regel. Since the Brisa said, Shamat Hu Rova Regel is no good. That's what it says. Shamat Rova is no good. Implying, Shamta Hi Rova Regel is good, but nothing less. But nothing less. Has to be Shamta Hi Rova Regel. Rova Okir is not going to do. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Is that how you learned? Everybody, it's the honest truth. Is that how you learned the Gemara's Kasha? We didn't think too much about it. It's okay not to think, but let's think about it now. Now that you're thinking about it, is that pshat in the Gemara's kasha? What do you say? Is that pshat in the Gemara's kasha? So the question is, Rabbi Osai, let's chazer it again one more time. What does it say? Shamat rova regel chalitzos apsu. Tama the Shaman who? Hashamtahi what? Rov Horegel. Chalitzasak Shera. Rov Horegel in. Rov Ha'akev. Lo! So what does that mean? Rov Horegel. Rov Horegel was taken off. Then it's kosher. You know, you can take off Rabosai. She can take off Rova Regel without taking off Rova Akev. Am I correct? Right? Very simple. The Rova Akev came off by itself, and then she pulled the Rova Regel. The impression is that would be good. And based on that, Rav Osai, if Rova Regel without Rova Akev is good, then what? Rova Akev without Rova Regel would be no good. The determinant of what's considered the rove is the rove of regel in both directions. That if he did it, it's no good, and she did it, it is good. So if rove of regel is a determinant, so rove of regel is going to be good even without rove of okay. And fakir, rove of okay without rove of regel would be no good. That's the Gemara's kasha. Right? Is that more or less the Gemara's kasha? Get Rabosa, yes, more or less, correct? who had a different pshat than the Gemara's kasha. I'll put it that way. If it didn't have a different pshat, this must be the pshat. Until you got to the Ritva. This is what we didn't have a chance to do yesterday. Yeah, if you want to know, yes. In other words, when we discussed the regel, I believe you mean the entire regel. But let's say my regel is 11 inches, and my akav is 3 inches. So rova regel would be an inch and a half. That's all she has to pull off. Rova regel is 5.5 inches. I can get 5.5 inches without even touching the akav. Yes? Yeah, I think more teretz. I think the sense in the kash. The teretz is there. I'm only discussing the kash. The teretz is, it really means it depends upon the arcade, and the regal is called arcade because the weight is on the heel. That's the most teretz. One of the kashes. Kamza Ritva was quite an incredible shot in what the kash is. I read you the words of the Ritva. All the Ritvas are on the Ram HaKomos, by the way. I don't know if you have till Monday to finish the Ram HaKomos, and I have till Monday to finish the Shirim. I'm not sure either of us is going to get that far, but all right, we'll try. Look what it says over here in the Ritva. Hashamta hi chalitzasa ksheira. Rova regal in, rova kevalo. Listen to the words. It's two lines. Listen carefully. Pirish. Dimistama lo poslu bima sheshomet Sheshomet who? Ella kisha osa dover choshuv. The gabe di da choshuv baisa. What's he saying over here? It's not possible when he did it, unless it's a dover choshuv when she does it. What in the world does that mean? I'll read you the lush of the footnote 116, which I think is correct. Nira de mevua mi rabbeinu la halacha. Dibihitira hi vishamat hu eshanal merova regel velo merova akev vihigamra vishamat hanal shamta hanal merova akev the kosher. The Ritva seems to be saying that as long as she took the shoe off the majority of the heel, even though he had taken the shoe off earlier for the majority of the foot, it would still be kosher. How do you do that exactly? Well, look, if the shoe is open, you untie all the ritzuos, you can pull the shoe off this way. He pulled it off, I can't do it in my shoe, but you can do it in your shoe. Once you, you take out all the straps, you can pull it off from the front. He pulled it off from the front. And the front starts coming off, right? Front starts coming off. And the majority of the 11 inches, 5.5 inches came off already. But he didn't touch the back 5 inches. He took off 6 inches in the front, didn't touch the back 5 inches, which included 3 inches of the heel. And then she pulled off the rest, that was 5 inches, kosher. That's what he says. I read it again in the ritual. Again, shamta hi chalitzas aksheru. Rova regal in. Rova akev lo pirish de mistama lo poslu b'masha shomet hu elik sh'asa davar chashuv v'gabe dida chashuv meiser. And since we know that with respect to her meiser, it all depends upon the majority of the akev, if he did something else and pulled the shoe off the majority of the regal, not the majority of the akev, he detected nothing happened. She can go ahead and finish it, do the job on the aircraft, and it'll be a kosher chalitza. Pilei ployim. Says the Ritva's foot. No, it's a chiddush. You could have said, listen to the words now. The cave of the Be'esh and Shamta he, for eno al rov ragla, because maise shalom, below me shalom. Hare akshak shacholza me ala okay. Hare hike choletis nal, she eno chofe rov regel. Dipsula, he quotes the Gemara, Bosai Kuf Gimel, Amud Beis. Give a look. Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, right? We saw this a little before. He need a Nal HaChofe Es Rov HaRegel. He says yesterday, Nal HaRoylo, Prat the Godol Shein Yochalach was yesterday's year. Uprat the Koton, Shein HaChofe Rov Raglo. So in here, de facto, when she's doing the chalitza, it's ain't a chofes rov raglo. Not that the shoe can't fit rov raglo, but it's not covering rov raglo. It's just not covering it. Because he already pulled it off for the majority of the rega. Aye, but he's the sagi rov, okay? Hainu de balomar, raksha kaholetes rov, okay? Afagab de ain't choletes rov regal sagi. She starts. She did it first. So when she started and she took it from Rova Regal and then Rova Akev, she's doing the whole thing from the front instead of from the back, that's okay. It's one Maisa Richter. But when he took out Rova Regal before she took out the Rova Akev, you could argue that it's no good. Either Gemara. No, he learns Pashas not the way we learned. This is what the Gemara is. Not the way they were told of the Kasha. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Shala? To call up Sula Mishum to Asahu, Avalim he, Haisa Osa, Kedugma Shasahu, Kosher, Hachazina, the Becholot me rov regal chalitzasa ksheira, after lo chalat rov akev, because after all, it depends upon on what we're learning from him, Uminae, the rov akev ain't a mole, but the rov regal. So therefore, he thinks that maybe the ritva is not correct. Comment here, footnote 116 for your perusal. Okay, that's point number one for today. We discussed, if you recall, yesterday we saw the Mordechai. You have to be, it has to be clean foot. You have to wash it. There be no mud. We refer to me'al de me'al. Freck the Mordechai. This is the kash we didn't get to yesterday. Back to Nun Zion, please. I just want to show it to you there. We'll go back to the Gemara proper in a minute. Just keep one hand on Kuvvezim and Vezim the Gemara, please. And on the other hand, turn to the Mordechai Nun Zayin. This will be we have two major kashas to discuss today. And we have enough time. The first is coming up right now. The Mordechai in the bottom of column 1 of page Yud Aleph, in our print, says as follows. It says Vitzorach in bold letters. Vitzorach Sheyachos Baraglo Yochei. Okay? It has to be nothing else on your foot. Below al bote shokayim. Who wants to translate bote shokayim?
Socks.
Very possible. Dichsiv me'al raglo. Below me'al de me'al.
Okay?
Below me'al de me'al. Fine. Frek de Mordechai. The af al gab de sandal shall eat kosher. Umukila b'gemara b'mechupa or. If you have a wood shoe with leather on top of it, it's kosher. Rebbeinu Shalalim. The leather which you need is not on top of the foot. There's wood in between. Question one. Question two. V'chein an pilos shel beged. We'll see soon. The source is a sack made from cloth. It's not a problem. It says the Mordechai Teretz. Haynu lefisha tfurin yachad. Have a minol echad. It's one unit. Avol mino she'al batei shokayim ashua atab of a sack ikri me'al de me'al. Ad kan de Mordechai. Elu miso far? Fine. Rabosai, take a look at Tosus chad mi kamoi on kuv beis amid beis. Kuv beis amid beis. Look inside. Kuv beis amid beis. Mikan lamadnu. Mikan is about it's a big bold print. By the 10th line on Kuvbeis ben Mikatos Chadakamoy. Mikan lamadnu shein lachlos anal agavibote shokayim. Shouldn't take off the shoe and leave the sack. The me'al de me'alu. The omahocha, the shneim in olam zah agavizeh. Havle ilo me'al de me'al. Period. Okay, beferish. Now he wants to be the devil's advocate, or maybe the angel's advocate, and say faket. The afal pish yesh le bal din lachot v'loma. Shani hocho de shnehem min olayim. Two leather shoes. Hilko chavale ilo me'al de me'al. Avabot e shokayim shoes on top of socks. The lav min ol ninu. The anpal yishol beged hu. It's just a sock. The lav min ol ikri. Lo mikri ha min ol. Shalehan me'al de me'al. Woohoo! Maybe it's going to be good. Zokti Helega Tosus Chad Mikamoi Mikomakom Maliyim Atachlon Mino Maliyim Eno Mino Mikomakom Meyal De Meyalu. He's not sure. V'nered Etzorach Lahachma Meshem De Mesafkulon Igiluye Kara Beinon Lachain Tov Lahachem Bedavar Shlolachlos Albot Eshokai. Now, more before, wasn't completely sure you need Gilui Kara. Remember the Gemara over here? Rabbo say, I hope you remember the Gemara. Let's see it again. Let's see the Gemara one more time. The Gemara wants to know about Gilui Kara. Is that really the critical criterion? Or not necessarily? Not so necessary. Take a look over here, please, if you don't mind. Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara introduces the expression of Gilui Kara, of revealing the foot. Well, for example, Kroso Mal, Strafoso Mal, Gilui Kara Bina Vahika, the Mechalitza Bina Veleka. Shnei Melam Zagabezeh. Okay? The Kroso Laloi Vishalfosi the Tatoi, Chalitza Bina Vahika, Odilma Gilui Kara Bina Veleka. So Rabbo said, there's a whole pilpul over here, do you need Gilui Kara or not? Says the Tosfos Chad Mikamoi, because we're not sure if you need it or not, you have to do it. Because it's not there are two themes over here. One is Me'al de Me'al, and one is Gilui Kara. Me'al de Me'al certainly is a requirement, although the precise parameters are not clear. Whereas Gilui Kara is an unresolved question to come out, do you need it or not? That's what the Tosfos Chad Mikamoi explains over here on the Kuf Beis. Ahmed Bates. And he goes further than that. He goes further than that. And the Chad Mekamoy says as follows. The Afal Gav, the Ahmed Gabe Kava Kitea, the Mechupa or Kosher, Velo Mikri Meal de Meal, that's the Kash of the Mordechai. Hosom Chad Minahu, the Chad Monahu, it's all sold together. Aval Hocha Tre Mone Ninu. This distinction, Masha Pirish Rashi, Sandal HaTofer B'Pishtam. Says Rashi, that's the next Gemara. We won't get to tomorrow. Sandal HaTofer B'Pishtam, Rabosai, is a sugi right over here. Mamish, about a small dalad of the Einishvot, about a quarter of the way, less than halfway down the narrow lines. Ein Choltzenbo, Zok Rashi. Ke'ein Shetofen B'Socha Levodin, Alma Kiagavna, Lav me'al de me'alu. Whatever chesaron may have, it's not a problem. Me'al does. So this chad mekamoy. This is along the lines of the Mordechai who said the same exactly. Al pal yishol beged. If it's sewn in, the sack is sewn into the shoe, then it's going to be no problem. There, Rabosam. Shaila. There's one opinion which maintains that's really okay. The chad mekamoy has suggested an opinion that it's okay. If you look at the Meiri, he quotes his Rabosai, Rami quotes his Rebbei, Mashul Leo, that would be okay. It'll be okay. So what happened? Very nice. It's not a problem, Me'al de Me'al, because it's not a Nal, it's only a sack. What happened to Gilui Kara? One of two choices. Either we pass, you don't need Gilui Kara, or it is Gilui Kara. The only time it's not Gilui Kara is if there's a shoe on the foot. But a sack is not a chesaron in Gilui Kara. Interesting. And what's critical, Rabbi Osai, in the Mordechai's kasha. The Mordechai's kasha was Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Mechupa Or is kasher, and he answered it's sewn together. Implying, if it's not sewn together, it would be puzzle. Even if they were both removed. The Bishmul said we saw yesterday in Sivkon Chafei, if you remove them both, it's kosher. He's inferring from the Mordechai, this is found in the footnote on the Ritva. He infers from the Mordechai, no, not necessarily. Perhaps even if he pulled them both off, it's no good, unless they were sewn together. Then we don't call it both, we call it one unit. There's an implication from the Mordechai of pulling them both off would not work unless they're sewn together as one unit. That's fascinating. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Ritva talks about this. He said it's kosher to pull them both off, Beferish. I'll read it to you, Beferish. Shamina Mina. This is the Ritva again that you should have seen, but read it anyway. Cholas Mimino Shabbat Ishakayim Lo Yotza Demial Demialu that we saw in the Chad Mikamoi. And then, in discussing the second part of the Gemara, Odil Magili Karabir Meleka, Pirish, Ushmamina, Shim Cholta Shneem, Bein Bevasachas, Bein Bezeachazeh, Shera Chalitzasa, Kevin Sheshneem Shalor, Toika Chalitza Vigili Kara, Vafilu Bezeachazeh, Vishacholas Atachman Bachrona, Nay, the Lohavia Chalitzas Elian Chalitza, Chalitza's tachton chalitza, vushu yemuhu the gyofa, etc., etc. Certainly, if they're sewn together, it's only one unit. But even if it's two units, it's still going to be kosher. Whether you take them off at once or take them off as zechazeh, what do you see? Which way is more kal between the ritmis? Klar, which is more kal together or zechazeh? I read you again. He says it's kshera bein bevasachazeh zechazeh. Kevin Shneim Shal Or, Tohika Chalitza Vigili Kara, Vafilu Bezechazeh. So which is the bigger Kiddush? Zechazeh. So which is more Kal? Vasagas. It's clear in the Ritva. Much black and white in the Ritva. Right here, right in front of our noses. Here is the Ritva, right in front of our noses. But there's only one line which causes us a lot of grief. One second. Number one, the Beis Shmuel we saw yesterday said Bezech HaZeh is a problem, if you recall. He said if you take off the top one, that's a Chalitza Psula, and she has to go to all the brothers. We mentioned that yesterday. The Beis Shmuel Sivkotin Lamed Zayin. And that's why I think Pshat in the Ritva. Afilu Bezech HaZeh Lafuke Misvaras HaBeis Shmuel. He lived long before the Beis Shmuel. He already anticipated. He's going to come a holy rabbi called Beis Shmuel. He's going to say, the Bezeach HaZeh is no good because it's Chalitza Psula and took off the top one. And I'm telling you, it's not true. I, Ritva, it's not true. I'm anticipating my adversary from hundreds of years later. Not true. I feel the Bezeach HaZeh. That's number one point. But the more significant point over here, what do you mean? Keva the Shneem Shal Or. We're saying, it's good, because they're both from leather. And what if they won't both be from leather? What'll happen if it's a shoe on top of a sock? You get an impression from the Ritva that it's no good. Why did he put in this new prerequisite? Kevin Shneem Shalor. What did he do? What's he doing over here? Why did he say that? Who said this, Rabbi Osai? My Rebbe's great-grandfather and namesake, the Beis Halevi. Look it up. Chelek Aleph Siman Gimel B'Hagah. He's Medayik from the Lashon of the Ritva, Kevin Sheshneim Shalor, that if he took a shoe and a sock off, took them both off, Puzzle, Rabbi Osai, Puzzle. Is there a distinction between Bezasakas and Zechazeh? So he quoted the Or Gadol, who says the only time Rabbeinu the Ritva requires both Or is Zechazeh. If you pull the shoe and the sock off at once, then it would be kosher even according to the Ritva. This is footnote 122. I'm quoting what it says in the footnotes. Now, this being the case, Rabbi Osai, take a look at Rashi. It's an important Rashi. Rashi says over here, let's see if we can briefly analyze. Time is a bit short. Ihachi afilu the Eved Nami, Rabbi Osai, on Kuv Beis Amanaf. If it's a problem, Meyal the Meyal, even be the Eved Nami, Zok Rashi. Elamad Armina, Chalitosuk Sheresh Mamino, Gilui Kara Beino, Vafilu Shneim and Olayim, Ze Al Gav Ze, Kishofus the Tarvayu, Shapir Dami, Dhamala Kamon, Beis Manon Vichule, Ma'al batkan lo miboreh le'ele b'karate li'loa v'shlaftin le'tatoi av'shlaftinu le'tarvayu shapir dami. So Rashi pulled off two, one after the other. It is Shapir Dami. Okay? Now, on both sides, there was a shaila here in the Gemara, whether Gilui Kara Binan or Gilui Kara Lo Binan, and it seems to be somewhat unresolved. Right? Unresolved. Now, according to the Tzad, that you don't require Gilui Kara, what happens if you pull off the two shoes at once? Is it obvious that it's kosher? See, a note, it's very important. Rashi interjects over here, Rabosai. Rashi interjects the Gilui Karabina. And what if not? So if you look in the footnote 123, the Gedolim go in two opposite directions. And what if not? And what if not, Rabosai? And what if not? So some say, if not, it's poshut that it's kosher. And some say fakert. If not, it's actually puzzle. Why is it puzzle? You have a Gilui Kara. Here's the answer. Apparently the Elyon is a Chalitza Psula. That's my understanding. If you hold Gilui Kara Be'inon, then the Elyon is nothing. GMG. But if you hold Gilui Kara Lo Be'inon, then the top is a Chalitza Psula. That's how I understand this chapter. How do you read the Rashi? We don't think so much. Again, Rashi says, Yochef yodi avinami elam adarminan t'chalit hasuk sherish ma'amino gilu karabino. Right? Fafilu shnei min olim it's shabadam. And if gilu karabino, then what? Some say it's obviously okay, because now there's the kavachomer. And some say, no, fakert. If gilu karabino, then the top one made a chalitza psula, even though it wasn't Megala Kara. That's what I'm suggesting pshat within these giants who are fighting pshat within Shitas Rashi. And now finally, Rabbi said the Ritva quotes a Yerushalmi. And again, we come to Yerushalmi means this is our bane, because we don't have Yerushalmi in front of it. And I don't even think the Yefei Anayim quotes this. When the Yefei Anayim is helpful, he quotes Yerushalmi, you see them all inside, it's really much easier for me to say the shir. But I'll look at Yefei Naim. I'm not sure it's here. Yefei Naim. Here we go. On that Kuv base, let's see. He quotes it. I don't see it. Well, oh no, I do see it. Look at the Yerushalmi here, Kuv base and mid base. Please look. It's on page Tez Zayin. You have to look inside. Tez Zayin. Tez Zayin is the first Yefei Naim and Kuv base and mid base. Quotes Yerushalmi Halacha Aleph. Let's look together. Anpalya Umino. Right? You have a sock and a shoe. And my Mishneim shall or Chalitzasa Psula. And my Anpalya shall beget Umino shall or Chalitzasa Ksheira. Ayan Shiori Korban Shom. What is that Yerushalmi talking about? I'm reading you the Yerushalmi from the Ritva now. You look at the Yefei Anayim, I'm reading you from the Ritva. Yerushalmi Amru. Cholza b'anpaya, some say Kshera, some say Psula. Manda m'kshera, shahoysa anpaya, shel beged umino shalor. Says the Helega Ritva Pshat, Pirish, shenase habegel tofel or Minol Echon. Umanda Psula, Shesa Empire Shall Or, Umina Shall Or, Pirish, Shein Apnimi Tofel Elyon, Fahavale me alde me out. Vizecholik ala imatalmud shalonu. It's cholik ala talmud shalonu, Rabosai. What does that mean? So the Ritvolan's Pshat. And Palya shall or Bimina shall or is puzzle. Even if it's sewn together, and certainly where it's not sewn together, and you took them off together, it's still puzzle against Babli. The Babli said it's kosher, right? We saw that. You take off both shoes, it's kosher. He says the Bisham is against the Babli. But the Shiori Korban, to whom the Yefei Anayim refers, has a whole different pshat. And the Marapan here agrees with him. We're talking about a case of Mosai where it's not sewn together and you only remove the top. An amazing dinner, Mosai. If you left behind a leather sock, which could double as a shoe, it is puzzle. You left behind a cloth sock, it is kosher. It's unbelievable. It's exactly what we said earlier from the Rebbe's of the Meiri and one Svara in the Toschad Mikamoy. No chasarim. You take off the shoe and leave the sack. According to one opinion of Yerushalmi, it's absolutely kosher. And according to the Yishari Korban, there's no machlokas Babi in Yerushalmi. And there's no chasarim of Gilu Kara. In other words, not only is it not a problem of Meyal to Meyal, if the bottom one is only a sack and it's not made from leather, as Toschad Mikamoy already suggested, but it's not even a problem of Gilui Karabina, because it's called Gilui Karas. There's no shoe underneath. Chidushim Niflorim V'Naror. With this, Rabbosin, now we're now ready, finally, to turn the page. This is supposed to do this already at the beginning of the Shia, but we weren't able to. Now we're turning the page, and we have to ask only after the rest of the Shia, and analyze one question and one question only. That's it. No time for more than that. See the Gemara. See the Gemara. Says the Halakha Gemara Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Om Rabbeinu Marav. Third line. Yevama Shegodlosh, probably the better Girsa. Bein Ha'achim. Muteres Li Nase Le'echad Min Ha'achim. What does that mean? What do the words mean? There are many brothers. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, a whole bunch of brothers. And Reuben was married to Rachel. He was the oldest son. And they lived, they couldn't, Rabbi Yitzchak and Eretz Yisrael today, they couldn't afford their own dira. There are many people who can't afford, they live with the parents. So Reuben and Rachel lived with Yaakov and Leah, let's go back to biblical, yeah? But who else is in the house? Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisrael, and Zvulun. Let's not go past that. This is the nuclear family of Yaakov and Leah. So Rachel will be a bad name. Let's give her a different name. We'll call her a modern name. So no, we'll call her Ayelet. Okay, I don't get tickets. Ayelet. So Ayelet is living for years in the house with five brothers-in-law. Godle ben Achim. Godle ben Mishu. He was a Ketana. But they lived together a long time. Muteres li nose li echel ben Achim. That's still, God literally means she grew up there. I mean, he married a child bride. Reuven took a 3-year-old for a wife. Yitzchavina did it, so what's that? All right, quote the Chazal. So, Evan's playing with her. She's 3 years old, man. You know, how old is Reuven already? So Reuven's 13. And she's 3, you know, up to 10 years is okay. All right? And we how old are the other kids? So Shimon is 12, and maybe is 10. And then the Yehuda is 9, and Yisachar is 7, and Zvulun is 6, and they'll play in the sandbox for years. It's a little Ayelet, okay? Very chashuv brothers-in-law. Wow. Now what the shaila is? What happens now? Reuben dies. Now what? Mutares the nasi. She can have even with any one of the five brothers-in-law. They're playing in the sandbox. And Shimon, till the Zvulun had a shoe on, she pulled it off. Kids playing in the sandbox. Not afraid. Says the Gemara. Tamad lo chazina. We never saw. Ho chazina. If we'd see, we know for a fact that in the sandbox, Ayelet pulled off the shoe from one of her brothers-in-law. Chayshina. Rashi. Chayshina, Dilma Chalitzi, not a good one. Lepos la alein, v'yafal gab lo neskavu la chalitzas mitzvah. In other words, if the first day assumes if you saw it happen, you'd have to blow the whistle. The kibum is impossible to all the brothers. Frank the Gemara of Tanya as a brisa, bench in the skavu who lo neskavu he, bench in the skavu he lo neskavu who. Chalitzasa psula ashiskavnu shneem ki echad. What's the Gemara's kasha? We're saying over here, chayzina and chayshina. We're afraid of a chalitza psula. But the words the Brisa says, it's a chalitza psula. Wah! Hainu hach! What kind of kasha is that? You and I are all smart enough by now, since we were at Shia today. Maybe the guys who are absent, we'll ask them tomorrow, see what they say. But those in Shia today knows, a chalitza psula means precisely this. So what's the most kasha? The most kasha is pilei ploim. Or as Rav Amar said, pilei ploot. Okay? Different version. Okay, so what's going on over here? This kasha bars all the Rishon. Before he goes, that's our job for today, is to tackle that question. Before we tackle, let's finish the Gemara. A few more lines. Says the Gemara again, that's the Gemara's kasha. Hachikama. Afal gav the chazina. Ein choshin shemekivnu. Even though we saw her pull the shoe off somebody, we don't care. Why don't we care? Because there was no kavana, so she can marry when she wants. Whoa. Ika the army. Okay. Tamad lo chazina. Ha chazina and choshin. Either katani boy kavana. Here's what we knew all along because we're so smart, right? Hani mili. Lishta really alma. You need kavana. Avala achin mipsala. We called at the beginning of the year today. Achalat zichalitza psula. Good morning, Gemara. That's what Gemara stands for, no? Gimel mem. Good morgen. You know the story? My father told me the following story. There was a man who was trying to get money. He was collecting money. And there was a very famous rich man. His name was Rav Anshul Rothschild. The founder of the Rothschild dynasty. So the Shnora comes in, can't see him, he's too busy. I don't want to see Shemshon. And I want to tell him one word, only one word. So secretary goes in, want to say one word. Okay, what could be one word? Folks, he says, Gemara. What's that? What do you mean by that? I can say, well, yeah. Good morning, Rav Anshul. Gimel Mem Reish Al. Good morning, Rav Anshul. Okay, thank you. Is that by the Gemara? What's this? Get more, Rav Anshul. Wow, he's so impressed. He gives him $100 bill. Gemara. Get more, Rav Anshul. One of the famous jokes he used to say. So I'm saying, I said the word good morning, Gemara. They reminded me of that joke. Gemara first wakes up over here to tell us his story. Till I want to know about it, so let me get to the very end first. That's the best answer of all the answers. Yes, the Gemara woke up now. They wanted to know about it first. And who says this answer? The Rashba. The Rashba gives exactly this answer. You and I are so smart. We already looked at the Gemara at the end of the parak. We saw five Gemaras. We know so much. We're so smart. But the Gemara wasn't so smart yet. That's what the Rashba answers the discussion. And we did a lesson of the Rashba. Rashba says, Ika lemeidak, maiko makshav yosmi b'raisa de chalitzos psula nami ochi mashma de chashin lomad de psula menachin ula amal amishtash yitzkav nushneim de chomokam shema chacham chalitza psula hayna she psula bosalas menachim before she gemara gidden chavdalim and beis. Not only that, he quotes where I showed you, I think I got it from. Got it from him. Kuf Dalam and Beis, the Mishnah by Kotten, and the Gebraisa, top of Kuf Heim and Beis, that we saw, Chalitza Psula is not the same as Enuklum. Alma Chalitza Psula, Mistama Poselis Menachim. Here's another Gemara. Rabbo say Gemara on Kuf Vavim and Aleph. Rabbo, he goes through Shas. The Rashi knew all of Shas, Balpeh. Kuf Vavim and Aleph. Give a look. Kuvava Manalif Rabosai. Kuvava Manalif, the Gemara says an amazing trick. What trick? Oh, very, very tricky. Very tricky. Guys, it's giving a hard time. So what do? We tell him, I guess, Chalitza Mutaz Ksheira. But the 10th line. What's chalitza mesaz shera? Kol shom chalotzla amanashetitna lachamasai and zuz. Okay? They fake him out. Fake them out. The Gemara says further on, a little bit further. The Gemara says, look at this now. Chalotzla v'kachat ha-konsa. They fooled him. Take off the shoe. He remembers something in Cheder. Garbosa, the guy was in Cheder, taking off his shoe. He said, you know what? By taking off his shoe, she'll become your wife. He should nikkas bekesef, b'shtar, b'biya, u'b'chalitza. Yeah, he remembers in the Cheder something about chalitza. She allows her to pull off the shoe. And then we say, we fooled you. Now, not only is she not your wife, she can't even become your wife. Impossible. So the Gemara says, "Basa the cholos amalei with small dollars, hashta minach ifsalala, na chalos nachlitza ma'ayisa, ki echad tishru the alma. Now she's not yours. She can't marry anymore. You might as well go chalitza share. You see, klar in the Gemara, it's constant. The yavam is kovav of chalitza psula. So what's the more of a kuv beis mit beis? Esn kasha fakert. It's hainu hach." And it's on point. There was no kavana, and still, she was possible from him. The Rambane, Sister Rashboya, Sister Ritvoya, they all ask exactly the same kash. And they give various answers. And the Rashboya slugs up all the answers. He quotes the Rimigash and slugs him up. Quotes the Ramban and slugs him up. So what's the right answer? What's the right answer? Look what he says. Look what he says. So the answer is like this. Almo, ad hashta lo havamashma lehu de psula. De katani psula leachim kama. We didn't know about that yet. El psula leyama den a klum. That's what we thought until now. Behind the kokasha, that's the kasha, that's the most kasha. I the Gemara in Gittin. You're right. Kusha the mill sach, it's true we're saying it gitin. Ukada sik the nami hakab lishna bastra. The lishna bastra here, at both sides. What did lishna bastra say? Ika the army on kuf beis and beis. Precisely what it says in gitin. What ika the army? Look at two lines. Tamad lochazina lochazina choshin to koktani boy kavanam. Hani mili lishna ruili alma. Abeliachan mifsula. That line is the breakthrough. That's what Okata Chalitza Psula comes for the first time in Shas. But until then, we didn't know it. So we didn't know it. He wants kasha. Was it good kasha? Zok the Helga Rashba. I'll prove it to you. Elamiu haimaksha lo havas svila hachim. You didn't know about it. Teda lecha. I'll prove to you that it's possible to say there's such an opinion out there. You didn't know about Chalitza Psula possible to him and to the achim. Tarmina the kamon b'hai pirka b'sofo. Look, Rabosa and Kuf Hamid Beis. Give a look, please. Kuf Hamid Beis, Rashba's gonna look there, you better look there. Kuf Hamid Beis. What does it say over there? I'm reading the Gemara. Rokaka, Velo Kholza, Velo Kara, Khalitsasa Psula. All she did was spit and nothing else. Khalitsasa Psula. Because the Ekala, I think about Kuvava Man Aleph, I'm about to give a look. Kuvava Man Aleph. That's where it is. I think it's going out. I saw it before. Kuvava Man Aleph. Give me a second. Find the Gemara. Yeah, sorry.
Two questions.
Excuse me. It's Kufhe Amaral. I apologize. Kufhe Amaral. Top of the page. Can I bench 1 second? 1 second. No. Top of the page. Rokakor v'lokora locholta v'lokora chalitzasa psula. Top 2 lines of Kufhe Amaral. Says the Gemara 5 lines later. Rokakor v'locholta v'lokora chalitzasa psula. It's about the 7th or 8th line. Psula leman, ilema li alma pshita. You see, klar, At that stage in the Gemara suggests that psula means that she can't marry anybody she wants in the street, in the marketplace, in the shuk. That's what it means. The Gemara didn't know yet that whatever says psula and gatz v'sech the yavamis, it means to pass it to the yavam. I think about getting to know about it. I don't think about know about it. Yeah, but here he didn't know about it, so our Makshin also didn't know about it. That's the Rashba's Teretz, but I think it was the best and simplest Teretz of them all. Alma, you love the Oslo, Mitzarache, Pshita, whatever it may be. Have a Evesh, Lenema, the Mad Psula, Psula Le Alma. Kloma, Lo Ove, Lo Klum. We have the Akalo Mipsula. That's what the Makshin as well. The simplest answer of all. What's your question, Abin Yamin?
So I have two. One is that according to didn't we say that it needs to be done through Beis Din? Meaning, even if they do it by accident, they needs to be there.
You asked a very, 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 very good question. What's the first? What's the second question?
Second
as good
question,
as the first. Wow.
My second question is that I think I remember a concept like this. I'm not positive, but that in some of the cases, I don't know about all of them, where we say that that the chalitza is possible, they're trying to do a chalitza. But
right.
in this case, they're not trying to do a chalitza possible.
So you want to say no kavod is zero?
Meaning, yeah, they're not even trying to do a chalitza.
Okay, let's go very, very slow. So Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to share with you a number of terutzim as they are quoted in the various rishon. Okay. The first terutz comes from the Rimigash. The Rimigash says, Rabbi Yossi, on that Kuvavam and Aleph, they fooled him, and they were lying to him. Can you believe this? They fooled him twice. First, they fooled him and said, do chalitza, and be married to her. Then they fooled him and said, aha, now you do chalitza, you can no longer marry her. That's also a lie. What an original pshat. What's going on? Look at the Gemara. The Gemara and Kuvavam and Aleph. The Gemara says, we'll fool him. We'll say, do chalitza and you'll be married to her. And then we say with a small dollar is. Now we tell him, the Basav Chalitza, Amalei, Hashta minach ifsalala. Once you do chalitza, she can no longer marry you. You must give her a proper chalitza. That's a lie. He really could have done yibum. That's your verb, Yamin. That even because there was no kavana, you really can do a yibum. It's nothing with nothing with nothing. Amazing pshat in the Rimigash. Amazing pshat v'migash. Or, another suggestion, the only reason why it's no good in this case, she went through a formal procedure of chalitza, which has three things. What are the three actions of every chalitza? What are they? Come on, no. Chalitza, kriya, rikika. We saw before on Kufayim and Aleph, rakika, self apostles. But over here in the sandbox, we only question did only chalitza without kavana. Chalitza without kavana, as you say, Binyamin, would not render unfit for potential future yibum. Pile ploy mash. Frank the Ramban, two kashas. Number one, all right, Rimigash, you were very cute in your pshat on Kuvava Manav. But I quoted three other ayahs that it's no good. That she says, Sulak, what are the three? Gittin Chavdal that I quoted, right? I quoted Rukaka. I quoted, he quoted a whole series of riots. So what do you do with those riots? That's the kasha number one. Kasha number two, wait a second. If you're going to tell me that she spits, she's psula paslaso, and she's nifsula me'ibum, and she reads a parasha, she's psula me'ibum, but chalitza not? Fakert! Chalitza is the main man, the main action. So these are the two kashas, bombshell kashas, that the Ramban asked against this Rimigash, who wants to pass now local lamas like Binyamin, Marena Rabena Rabinyamin Shlito. Like the Rimigash, the Chalitza Bli Kavana would in fact not passel. And he has an ingenious trap in Kuvav. Two pshat. Either because they fooled him or because of the Rekika. And the Ramban says, I have other Gemaras. And logically, Rekika should pass the Kavachom HaChalitza. See, then he thinks the Rimigash's first try is completely wrong. Rimigash is a second term. Less radical. That's when it's quoted over here in the Rashba. He didn't even quote the first one, the Rabban quote. He didn't even quote it. The Rashba quotes this one. Hani milik shiniskaven echon mehem, along Binyamin's lines. Rabosai, there can be four possibilities when it comes to Kavana. They're both were mechaven, neither was mechaven, he was mechaven, she was mechaven. Let's analyze them separately. Says the Heilige Rimigash, if one of them was mechaven, niskaven, who lo niskaven, he. That's the Brisa. Niskaven, who lo niskaven, he. Right? Then we say it's chalitza pisula. Aval b'shlo niskaven afilu yechad mehem. Chalitza salav klum. And that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha over here. What's pshat in our Gemara's kasha? Open the Gemara back. Kubeis mebeis. Our Gemara. What did the Gemara mean to ask? Against Chazar again. Godav en ha'achin. And we're not afraid. But if you saw it, you are afraid. Why are you afraid? Beishin iskaven hu, iskaven he, iskaven he, iskaven hu. Then chalitza sepsula. But over here, they're playing in the sandbox. Your boy's playing in the sandbox. The kid is... They're pishers, they're kids. They have no kavana for anything. No one's miskaven. If no one's miskaven, then says ain't a klum. And she can then go marry the guy. Very nice shot. Hey, this is not so radical. Binyamin is looking at this as a radical revolutionary. But the Rimigash, and the Gubba Chavit the first Rimigash. But the second Rimigash, the Rabban, was it's much more mainstream. Much more mainstream. Much more mainstream. Freck the Rabban, he doesn't like this either. Why? True. Enoch Shera, Achi Eskavit Shnea. That's true, it means both. But as far as passing is concerned, Psula, what's the difference? You have one strike or two strikes. Who cares? If one was a mechaven, they both were a mechaven, he doesn't see the logic. He doesn't see the logic whatsoever. Doesn't like it. Kevada feel this guy in Echad and Chalitzas of Psula. Alma Kavan is Chavin, I love Klumi, Ashi is Kavin, Shneim. Shalom is Kavin, I feel Echad and also Chalitzas of Psula. It's also possible. That's what the Ramban's Kasha. That's Ramban's Kasha. So now the Ramban has his own pshat. What's Ramban's own pshat? The Ramban says as follows. Listen to the words now. This is to Binyamin's other point. The cave on Devin and Kavon of a Chalitza. Catch the words. I'm reading the Rashba on the Rambam. Nehi dechi chalitz bebezdin. Flon is kavein. Chalitzos of poselas. Why? Why the poselas? No, I answered. You know why? Mishumari so ayin. Ukadei shalo yavo lahata chalutz aliachim. That's why. I want to show this to you in the Nebuka Yosef. You don't have this form in front of you. But then we go to quotes part of this. Turn to the Mukha Yosef, Rabbi Osai. Please turn. The Mukha Yosef is over here on Sadi Hay. Sadi Hay. Let me just finish the Ramban, and then I'll show you a little bit more. Okay? So it's nothing. So it's not Mamish nothing. It wasn't in Besdin. It wasn't in Besdin. Nothing happened. In the sandbox. Ava Shalom Bebezdin came into the Medina of Mipsala, Nishamaris Ayin Amileko. Fisha Ain Nirin Kacholtin. They play in the sandbox. Hilkachena Posels. And he brings a riot. Varia Ladova Rikiko. The Bebezdin Posels Kidilakama and Ravosa. Everybody knows. We saw before Shigamar. Kupe. That once she spits in their presence, she can no longer marry anyone through Yibum. Ve'ilu rikika shalom bebezdin v'adai mashmai den choshin lo l'klum sh'rayim shalom shalom rokacha b'fnei echad mehem. It's not kolak shayach. They'll play in the sandbox for 10 years from age 3. She never spit at one of them. I don't mean she spit. She just talks like this. People talk, they spit. It's not polite, Rabbi Osai. I agree with you. But the maisa, I want a show of hands. Listen to me carefully. Is there anybody in this room who has never spoken to a person, ever, and then speaking of it, some spit came out. Never saw in your whole life. Is anybody like that? It's not shayach, it comes out. Oh, we try to avoid it. She played with these brothers-in-law for 5 to 10 years. Somebody must have, some spit must have come out in the sandbox, whatever they're playing. That's impossible. That's a raya ledavar, Abosa. Use the word raya. Raya ledavar. Can't be otherwise. Fine. So far, very nice. Then he has one line. Vasikna dafilu shalom bebezdin choshishin shema kivnu upsula. What does that last line mean? Not exactly clear. Come back to it later, a little bit later. A little bit later. A little bit later. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean? So the Rashba left out a line of the Rambam. I mean, so far, from the Rashba, but the Ramban adds one more word. Because the question, yes, sorry.
Doesn't the spit not matter? Because what we said a few weeks ago about the Hafila bin Yemen.
What does that mean?
I mean, it didn't happen.
But it happened. You're saying it certainly must have happened somewhere down the road. In all those years, it must have happened something. Let me read the Ramban. I wanted to say that one line that I didn't read you before. Rashba left it out. The Ramban has an additional line over here. Kuvbeizim and Beiz. Listen to what he says. Knocks off there at the Ribigash. Oh, this is what he says. Ubefarkina and Choshen Sheva Kivna. Ay, but the Alpha Pisho Nasa Bebez, it's in the sandbox. Listen. Beinola Beino Nami Postelzi Ben Achin. Shirabi Akiva Kuvdal Bebez, Mav Shir Nami Beho. Rabbi Akiva, Rabosai. On the Kuvdal Bebez says, Beinola Beino is kosher. We don't pass like him. Please, it's something. So that's the Ramban, and this line is left out for some reason by the Rashba. Oh. Okay. Oh. So I got an impression from the Ramban. What are they fighting about? The Tula Shonis in the Gemara? Whether you're choshesh that there was a kavana. Well, you're not chosh. If there was kavana, it's a problem in chutz lebezin. If there's no kavana, chutz lebezin, it's nothing. That's what I understood. The problem is, it doesn't fit into Akiris in the Gemara. Because we have a lashon, vadechatani psula means that otherwise it would be nothing. Right? Nothing. So how can the Ramban say, this is the kasha of the Rashba against the Ramban. The Rashba quotes this Ramban. It's wrong. The Barov Svarim Garcina, Ika the Army Tam and the Lochazina. Hochazina, Chashin and Shemekivnu. Bahai the Katoni Tana the Boy Kavana. Hochi Mashma, the Shtaruya Bialma. Avali Achim is Mifsala. So his Maskana Sigamara is that it is possible without Kavana. The Ramban is saying Chutz to Bezin, it is not possible without Kavana. And he quotes the Rifa Zakirs. The Kitza, that's a technical problem. I'm not exactly sure what the Ramban meant the Maskan. Does anybody argue on the Ramban? Let's take a look, Rabosai, if you have the Nebuka Yosef and the Rif. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Rif. The Rif is right over here on page Sadi Hey. Please look inside the Rif. The Rif quotes as follows. Yevama shagolda men achin muteras dinosei liyechad men. Men choshin shema choltza liyechad men. Time ad lo chazina. Ho chazina chashinan shema. What's the next word? Critical word. What's the next word? And I'm following the Rif. That's the problem. What's the next word? Kivna. What does it say in Talmud Babli? Come on, you forgot the Gemara. What does it say in our Gemara? Shema what? Nice. Come on, Scott. Kivnu. Plural. Here it says Kivna. singular. Whoa. What does that mean? Says Nebuka Yosef, Afilu bekavanas echad mehem. This is what we had seen earlier from the Rimigash. V'shaminim ino. Afilu shalom bebezin chashinon. Shemakiv no. Upsula alahachi and kolecha dechazina dechotel echad mehem. Umi ukeve de medina ashichav l'shneem. Lo mifsa ela de mipnei maris ha'ayin. Pasnina lo. But Rabbanon. Mistar but hainu dachka b'maise ki hai the cholza the lav orach ara b'hochi ala rikika the lo evshar b'lav ochi lo chayshina lo lemifsla b'hochi di lo tei m'hochi kol yavama shagol lemen ha'achin tei osa lehem to yevshar shal aroka b'fneen ula kamon kufdala pastinan rikika b'bezin ala lav shmamina kinaminan chenir medivir rambanzal. There's a combination over here in the Mugi Yosef. On the one hand, he holds like the Rimigash, that one of them is Mechavan, it's a problem. And the Ramban said no difference between one or neither. But he also throws in the idea of Marasayim, throws the idea of the Rikika. The Mefarshim on the Baruch Ritvoy points out that according to the Ramban, Rikika is just a Raya Dover. He used the words, Raya Dover Rikika. But it's not that it's necessarily a fundamentally different. The Mugi Yosef says no, it's fundamentally different. Because Rikika is a normal course of events. You talk, you spit. As opposed to Chalitza, which is Lav or Acharet, an unusual thing. You just pull someone's shoes off. Even kids don't do it all every single day. Pull somebody else's shoes off. Rabbi, somebody show of hands. Who has ever pulled anybody else's shoes off his foot? Ever? Yeah? Half the guys don't raise their hands. You know, whoever pulls someone's shoes off? Lav or Acharet? Yeah. As having brought up little children, I pulled off shoes many, many times in my career. But if you have any younger brothers or something, maybe younger nieces or nephews are going up, who pulls up people? Who pulls up shoes? You don't pull up shoes. Pull up your own shoes. Was live or achar? Now, boss, I only have, I know this watch is still wrong, I have 5 minutes. All we can do now is look at the rush, Rabosai, and tomorrow we never will continue. Tomorrow, she at regular time, 11 o'clock. I also want to talk a little about Shlom Bayis and Yonim, but we have to progress in Yavamas as well. We'll try to do as much as we possibly can. Turn to the rush, I'm going to show you two rushes. First, Simon Hay. Simon Hay will be a chazara, we just learned. Simon Hay. The rush says like this. Let's read the Gemara. Quotes our Gemara. And he says, Tama chazina, ha chazina, chashina, Shema kibna! What girsa is Shema kibna? Whose girsa is this? The rich girsa. Right? Says the Korban of Sanal Tzadi, Pirish Hi Levad, Vechem Posek Arif Aramba, Avol Girsus Rashi Vitosa Shemekim Nu Tavayu. And he quotes in the book of Yosef. This is the Rosh in Simen Hay. Now we turn to the Rosh of Osai in Simen Yud Aleph. Let's just read it. We're going to ask the Kasha. I think we have to give the Terence tomorrow. I think we ran out of time. Rabosai, the Rosh Simen Yud Aleph. Okay? Rabosai, look carefully. What does it say in the Gemara? Yivama Sherokacha Tachlos. Michlal de Mifsala Meachin. Right? Once she spit, it's too late to Yivam, she has to Chalit. Kashali, Kevin Dami Yivama Sherokacha Tachlos. Yeah, look at this Kasha, Gavaldiga Kasha. Amai Idchaku Hanach Amaroi. The Kamon Kuvah. We saw the Gemara. Lat also, what they say? And they forced to do a chalitz a second time because he already was passed the first time. And they, since give you 200 zuz, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. A much better idea. A much simpler idea. What to fool her for? Kevin she'omdu v'hayavim v'yavam l'fneya. They walked to Bezdin. Yomala, spit! She'tog mefoneinu. V'nefzlalo. V'achakach yichfu l'achlotz. Meridik. Why was me an engineer some kind of a fake chalitza with a false pretense? Either she's going to be married to the chalitza or $200 to the chalitza. Just let her spit. Shalom. What a great cash. What a great cash. What a great cash. You'll tell me they denied it in. Why the Rif quote it? Vinira Lee. Rabbi said, just read a few more minutes in the rush. We have to stop. Vinira Lee. The shaper is to lahanam aroi. Behold, the lo arvulo larok befanenu. Shemdelo mahan yurikika hachali puzzle. You know why? Can I mean only el kubezim and base? Our Gemara. Yivama shagadu ben achim uteras yinasa leachem mehen. Ben choshen shemachol tzasada leachem mehen. Uparach tam lo chazino chazino chashinon. Vatanya ben iskav and uvul and iskav nahi v'chuli. Chalitza psula shiskav nushneen. Umasik. Ki chazino chashinon. Shemekivnu. Alma av chalitza sandal. Lo mahanya livso below kavono. Koshkein rekiko. Vahani uvdud l'kamon. The Yadi Bey Shalohoya wrote Salachlots Rikika lo Pasla Kiyadua Hoya Shalokive. You know for a fact you want to be me out of her. You know for a fact there's no Kavana. So telling her to spit with Allah Mini Kavana, Sheyichot Kutcha Brichu Shinte, Tamiru, the Chilu, and what a gartle, what it is. So that's irrelevant because he doesn't want. You know what's going on? He's saying that if one party has all the kavanas to Mashiach, but the other party doesn't want, it achieves nothing. Not even a rekika psula, chalitza psula, it's zero. Says the korban asanel rabosai in os mem the rabbi makshim holy el simen hei kot the rabbeinu chashinan shemekib no. Was singular. Mash afagab lo kibehu mikoma gom pasdina liachim. Vimken akushim vimkoma omedes diyom rulo shetiskam elachlitza. Rabbo said, what is the Rosh's position? If one has kavana and the other one doesn't. Back in Simon Hay, he seemed to say that what? It's enough to make a psula lachim. And here in Simon Yud Aleph, he seems to reject it. Because he didn't tell her to have kavana for a kika, no matter what he thinks. This is a bombshell kasha. In this korban asal, I want to see for tomorrow's shir, there were three answers. The korban asal himself, the Bach, and the Bishop. Tomorrow we will start with this, do a few more inyanim, and try to cover as much as we can, then discuss other inyanim kloliim, shalom bayis, b'siyata l'shma. Put these back on my table because I'm going to look at it.